you speak to me in that way before them? How dare you talk across me as if I were a child?
I did no such thing.
Oh, no? Well, you've sorted this. You've sorted that. You and Sir Robert. You and the Duke, and all without reference to me.
Victoria, I thought you'd be pleased.
I will tell you what you thought. You thought that I was a woman to be petted and passed over and ignored.
Would it were so simple, then we might avoid more scandals of your making.
Have you lost your mind?
Do you wonder at it? Less than 3 years on the throne, and you and your precious Melbourne have pushed this monarchy to the brink of an abyss.
I've told you before, and I will tell you again, you are my husband here, and that is all.
And that is quite enough, believe me.
I will not have my role usurped. I wear the crown, and if there are mistakes, they will be my mistakes, and no one else will make them. No one, not even you.
I'm leaving before you excite yourself and harm the child.
You will go when I dismiss you. I am your queen, and I am telling you to stay.
Good night, Victoria.
You may not go. You may not go. I order you to stay here in this room.